protesters cheer. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That was a reaction in Memphis when they heard the news that the Scorpion Police Unit has been disbanded. The five former officers charged with beating Tyrone Nichols were members of that unit. The protesters have been marching through downtown Memphis before the news. Protests were held in a number of big cities overnight, including New York and L.A. Two sheriff's deputies have been placed on administrative leave in connection with the beating. Los Angeles police say at least three people were dead and four more injured after a shooting outside a home in the upscale Beverly Crest neighborhood. LAPD Sergeant Bruce Borahan.
Two of those victims were here at scene, and the fire department paramedics transported them to a local hospital. And two either self-transported or got a ride to the hospital. And out of those four victims that were transported to the hospital, two are in stable condition and two are in critical condition.
He says the three dead victims were found in a car parked outside the home. No word yet on a suspect. Police in Albuquerque are searching for suspects after an overnight shooting left a teen dead and another critically wounded. Authorities have not said how many suspects were involved or what led to that shooting. Former President Trump holding the first two official campaign events of his 2024 bid for the White House. After a stop in New Hampshire, he spoke at a rally in Columbia, South Carolina.
Last time we got 12 million more votes than we did the time before. Somebody interviewed me recently. What was the difference between 2020 and 2016? I said the difference is we did much better in 2020. We did. We got many millions of more votes. But we got to be careful on election day, or as they call it now, election period, because these election days have gone into a long time.
Several other big-name Republicans have teased challenging the former president for the GOP nomination, but none has announced their candidacy so far. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The White House is considering a change in U.S. forms when it comes to race and ethnicity. Fox's Ryan Schmelz explains.
The Biden administration proposing changes to forms for federal government surveys and the 2030 census. A Federal Register notice shows the changes would create a new checkbox for Middle Eastern or North African and a Hispanic or Latino box in a question related to race. Latinos have had issues in the past answering the question about race that doesn't provide the option for Hispanic or Latino, as the government recognizes it only as an ethnicity. Arab Americans have long advocated for their own box, as it currently categorizes people with the nationality from Lebanon, Egypt, Iran, and others as white. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Denver is working how to clean meth contamination from public buildings.
Libraries in Littleton, Inglewood, and Boulder, even a transit hub, all forced to close recently over meth contamination in the public restrooms. Now the Denver Department of Public Health is looking to establish a formal cleaning protocol for meth contamination at public properties. Though a remediation policy, the city says, that will include other unknown substances, including viral pathogens, and at a cost that could top six figures. The city says the policy will also outline when police are contacted. The rise in meth contaminations amid a balancing act urban libraries have to navigate between making their facilities safe and welcoming to all. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a Taliban spokesman has reiterated its ban on women's education. The Taliban has barred women from private and public universities because it says some classes violate Islamic principles. The international community has condemned the ban and lobbied for a reversal. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.